John Trudell was born into the Santee Dakota tribe in Nebraska in 1946, but his life of outspoken advocacy on Native American issues can be said to have started here in the Bay Area 25 years later, when he became the spokesman for the Indians of all tribes during their 7-month-long occupation of Alcatraz Island. After that, John channeled much of his energy into music, such as his 1992 album, a.k.a. Graffiti Man.
Graffiti Man's got something to say. Message in a scrawl, message on the wall. Something's wrong, not our fault. We gotta be cool, our time will come.
It was a series of performances for some later recordings that brought him back to Northern California when I spoke with him in April of 2006. That visit also included a special Marin County screening of a then-newly released film biography of Trudell, which was the first thing we talked about.
It's a documentary that a woman named Heather Ray made. It took about 12 years to do it. There's a synopsis of my childhood, and then it focuses on my tall life, you know, from the time I got out of the military and went into the political activism, and then after the political activism, the work that I'm doing now, the writing and the performing and the things like that. There's a lot of archival footage in it. Heather takes my history and places it in context of the larger history of what was going on at the time.
Titled simply Trudell, the documentary has played numerous festivals and other venues. John says it's a strange experience to watch his own life unfold on the big screen.
It's a strange feeling. And I'm never watching the same movie that everybody else is watching. I'm looking back through time, literally seeing physical images of myself back through time.
He has also been watching the impassioned debate over immigration with mixed feelings. Asked about the issue, his first response is a joke.
500 years too late. That's what I think about it.
But more seriously, he sees this as a non-issue, at least in the near term.
If people need to come here to look for a way to economically survive and make it, I have no quarrel with it. I think that they have every right to cross that border. They have more right to come here and seek employment and seek some kind of a way to make a living. They have more right to do that than those pilgrims that got off the boat. They didn't have any right to come here and do what they did.
But just as no one wants to talk about that, Trudell contends the whole immigration reform debate is meant to divert attention from more important issues.
Immigration, abortion, they use certain issues as distractor issues to get people all emotionally worked up and divided and full of hate and condemnation and all of these kinds of things, while the corporate empire through the government continues to loot the economy of the American citizen.
The proliferation of Indian casinos across the country should also be seen as an economic issue, Trudell says, a move toward financial growth that does not do environmental harm. And he's a bit skeptical about the backlash that is emerging against Indian gaming.
When Las Vegas was doing the gambling, it was all limited to Las Vegas, people didn't have that big an issue of it. All of a sudden, Native people are developing an economic base and it becomes controversial. And whether it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, let's see how the tribes are handling gaming after we've been dealing with it for a generation. Because it takes a little while to be able to effectively learn to use economics when you never had it.
Trudell
before.
Had been fighting cancer for some time before he walked on at his home in Santa Clara earlier this week. He was 69. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.